News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. But I'm not the only conservative Williams in the area. So I got a special caller on the line. This would be my brother, Chris. I'd like to call him my little brother, but he's like 2 inches taller than me. I'm 6 foot two. But anyway, without further ado, let me bring on Chris from Madison. My brethren, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm probably about 20 pounds heavier, too. So,
well,
middle age getting to me.
Brother, it gets harder, and you know it. It gets harder as we go along. But,
yes,
hey, so
does.
Listen, you called in because you and I were chatting by text earlier. You said you'd gone out to the Mo Brooks campaign event where Ted Cruz spoke, and you just commented that Ted Cruz is an effective speaker. I just wanted to get a man on the street view and see what you thought of it and how it went, how it was presented, and did it have any impact?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it has a lot of impact because I think everybody in the room was probably already a Mo supporter from what I could see. Although it was more of a whistle stop than a town hall, so they did a lot of speaking. There wasn't any Q&A, but I got to say, Senator Cruz had some of the best zingers that I've heard in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So one of them when he was talking was, and if this doesn't make it on the news somewhere, I'll be really disappointed. He said, inflation is so bad, Antifa can't afford bricks. So he was really effective because he had humor. He got serious. You know, he even interacted with the audience. It almost had the feel of like a Baptist revival. So there was lots of amens and uh-huhs and tell-its coming from the audience while he was speaking.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty cool. Another good line that he had, if I can share this, is that he said that the Biden team, against all odds, has accomplished the impossible. They have gotten everything wrong. So he went on to talk about how you'd think statistically they're bound to get something right eventually. You know, you could do better throwing darts at a board, but they apparently don't have that board set up in their war room. So he said, you know, the border's a mess, economy's a mess. It was really interesting, and the reaction from the audience, I think, was really good. And the typical news media was there, so we saw
how
CNN,
big was the,
we saw Fox. We saw the local affiliates. Someone from AP was there, so it was standing room only.
So you say standing room only. How big was the crowd in your estimation, if you had to guess?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a real big venue, so you know it was probably less than 100 people. But for the room that we were in, that was pretty full.
Yeah, you can get a lot more energy out of a smaller crowd in a small room than you can out of a smaller crowd in a big room. So they're always wise to cram them in as opposed to, you know, trying to do that in a basketball gym where it looks empty, you know. So let me ask you this. Yeah. What did Ted Cruz say about his reasons for endorsing Mo Brooks? What was said in that regard? Or for that matter, what did he say about the other candidates? Anything?
Well, he didn't really, I don't think, talk about the other candidates so much as he did talk about Mo. And he did say that, you know, if you want a real conservative who's going to stand up, who's going to fight for those conservative values, if you want someone who's going to fight for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, our rights to speak our minds and you know, represent us, then Mo is the only person that he can think of to do that. So, I mean, he was pretty clear that Mo it does exactly what he says. He gets up there, he fights, he doesn't mince words. He's, you know, so I think that, you know, the energy coming out of the room was pretty good.
Well, in full disclosure, you're not a Mo Brooks operative. You're not calling me because you're just trying to plant seeds because you're out there working in the campaign. You just literally happened to go to the event today and it worked out for you to call me.
Yeah, I honestly didn't even know it was happening until our friend Steve Brooks, who's hopefully listening, called me and said, "Hey, you want to go?" And I said, "Yeah, sure."
All right. Hey, Steve.
Yep.
All right, man, we're up against the break. Thanks for that. That was as cool, and it's also cool just to have my brother call in. And I won't tell stories on you because you know too many on me.
Got it.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right, folks. That's my brother Chris. Lives right here in Madison. Yeah. All right. Mo Brooks had a great event today. Interesting to note a high profile like that coming in and campaigning for him. All right, folks, listen, we'll be right back with more Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.